This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Prohibitory orders enforced in Kathmandu Valley for 15 days from today. Additional 11 corona-related deaths reported lately across the country and China launches first module of new space station. Now the news in detail. A prohibitory order has been enforced in Kathmandu Valley for 15 days from today, bringing all non-essential services to a halt. With enforcement of the decision, all services and public transportation except for essential services have come to a halt, and entry into the Kathmandu Valley from other districts is restricted. Likewise, the government has suspended the arrival of third countries via land route. Indian and Chinese nationals visiting Nepal via land route should have a negative report for COVID-19 of less than 72 hours after swab collection and the documents of hotel booking for 10 days for their hotel quarantine. Passengers arriving Nepal by air routes also should follow the same provision, and their hotel or home quarantine for 10 days is mandatory. 11 corona-related deaths have been reported in Bake, Salyan, Dhangadi and Kanchanpur district. A 60-year-old man of Nepalganj 4, a 55-year-old man of Nepalganj 5, a 42-year-old man of Nepalganj 9, a 32-year-old man of Badaya Tal 8 and a 43-year-old woman of Kohalpur 11 died of coronavirus infection in Bake district. Likewise, a 36-year-old woman of Bhimdatta municipality 18, a 21-year-old man of Bhimdatta municipality 19, and a 30-year-old man of Dodara Chandani Municipality 1 died of coronavirus infection in Kanchanpur district this morning. Similarly, a 42-year-old man of Siddha Kuma Rural Municipality 2 died of coronavirus infection in Salyan district last night. Likewise, a 45-year-old woman of Dhangadi Sub-Metropolitan City 3 died of coronavirus infection in Dhangadi last night. Similarly, a 24-year-old man of Krishna Sabarula Municipality 5 died of coronavirus infection in Saptari district last night. Three journalists and one province assembly member from Japa have tested positive for coronavirus. It is said all four are in home isolation with the consultation of the doctors. Former Queen Komal Rajalakshmi Saha is undergoing treatment in Incentive Care Unit ICU. Information officer at Norvik Hospital, Somnath Basola, said she is receiving treatment in ICU from Wednesday evening after she developed respiratory complications. Similarly, former King Ganendra Saha is also on oxygen support. However, condition of their daughter Prerana Rajalakshmi Saha is said to be normal. All of them have been admitted to Norvik Hospital after they tested positive for coronavirus few days ago. 169 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Parsa district through PCR test conducted at Birganj-based Narayani Hospital. COVID-19 coordinator of Narayani Hospital, Dr. Saroj Roshan Das, said of the infected, 130 people are from Birganj Metropolitan City, 24 from Bara district, 3 from Rauthot and 1 each from Dailik and Sarlai district. Banks and financial institutions would remain open in Kathmandu Valley during prohibited period imposed from today. Issuing a press release, Nepal Bankers Association said that all branches of banks and financial institutions would remain open during the prohibited time. Association Chair Bhuvan Dahal said that they have requested clients not to make crowd at banks and financial institutions and to make online transaction rather than cash transaction. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. China has launched a key module of a new permanent space station, the latest in Beijing's increasingly ambitious space program. The TIA module, which contains living quarters for crew members, was launched from the Wenchang Space Launch Center on a Long March 5B rocket. China hopes to have the new station operational by 2022. The only space station currently in orbit is the International Space Station, from which China is excluded. people in the Indian state of West Bengal are voting in the final phase of elections despite a rising caseload. Long queues were seen outside polling booths, raising concerns about the further spread of COVID amid a deadly second wave sweeping the country. Experts already fear that West Bengal could be the next epicenter of the virus, given the fact that campaigning has continued there with large crowds. It had more than 17,000 cases in the last 24 hours, its highest spike. Mitchell Collins, one of the three crew members of the first manned mission to the moon, Apollo 11, in 1969, has died at the age of 90. He died on Wednesday after a valiant battle with cancer. Collins had stayed in lunar orbit as his colleague Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin worked on the moon. Aldrin, 91, is now the only surviving member of the mission. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but we're wrapping up the headlines once again. Prohibitory orders enforced in Kathmandu Valley for 15 days from today, additional 11 corona-related deaths reported lately across the country, and China launches first module of new space station. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.